Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports. The NFL on Monday made an offer to the NFL Players Association to play no preseason games this summer. The players had been pushing not to play preseason games this year, while the league had most recently been seeking to play two games instead of the usual four. The league's proposal to the players also includes an offer for a longer training camp acclimation period, and that's closer to what the union had proposed as well. The NFLPA has not yet informed the league whether it'll accept the proposal. Earlier yesterday, the league said players will be tested daily for the coronavirus for at least the first 2 weeks of training camp. When Minnesota Vikings players, coaches, and other team employees return to TCO Performance Center for training camp, individuals will be given a proximity tracking device upon entering the facility that will aid in contact tracing efforts during the coronavirus pandemic. Eric Sugarman, the Vikings head athletic trainer and an infection control officer, said the Vikings will be able to instantly generate a report that will show who a person was in contact with in the last 24 hours. The NBA and the National Basketball Players Association said Monday that coronavirus tests of 346 players at the league's bubble campus in Orlando since July 13th have yielded zero positives. When the league announced its initial batch of tests in the bubble on July 13th, it said two of 322 players tested came back positive. NBA games are set to resume next Monday. Each of the teams participating in the restart will play three inter-squad scrimmages starting tomorrow. An overwhelming majority of sports fans polled by ESPN say they support the return of professional and collegiate sports, even if fans will not be in attendance. ESPN's study found 78% of people were in favor of sports resuming play despite restrictions on fan attendance. Fans are clearly ready for the return of sports, with 59% saying they can't wait to see sports back on television and are planning to watch as much as they can. That's up from 56% in April. Meanwhile, the prolonged suspension of live sporting events has left 64% of fans with a greater appreciation for them, with 84% of avid fans expressing the same sentiment. The top spot in Group D is on the line this Wednesday. Real Salt Lake, Minnesota United FC, and Sporting Kansas City all have a chance to win the group and earn an easier draw in the knockout round, as Real Salt Lake and Minnesota United FC have 4 points and Sporting KC sitting on 3. Minnesota United needs a win or a draw, and they have the easiest matchup of the group as the Loons face the winless Colorado Rapids, but the Rapids would love to play spoiler after losing their two previous games. The game's at 9:30 tomorrow night on ESPN, and it hadn't been easy for Minnesota to play without the reigning MLS Defender of the Year. Ike Opara was the best center back in the league last year, and his offensive impact has been missed too. Kevin Bellino has looked sharp throughout the MLS's back tournament. He works well in space. He's done a good job of finding players in the middle of the field. The Loons' inability to find offensive success has not been through a lack of effort on his part, and he could find real success against a depleted Rapids back line on Wednesday. PGA Tour player Grayson Murray said he's tested positive for COVID-19 after experiencing coronavirus symptoms while at home last week and has withdrawn from this week's 3M Championship in Minnesota. Players are required to take an at-home COVID-19 test before traveling to an event, but Murray said via his Instagram account that, "On Friday, I started having symptoms of a migraine, runny nose, loss of smell, taste. I was supposed to leave for a tournament in the morning, but knew getting on a plane feeling crappy wasn't a good idea." End quote. Murray is the seventh known PGA Tour player to contract the virus, but the PGA Tour said Murray's positive test was not part of its testing program. Through the first 6 weeks of the season's restart, the Tour has said that six other players, as well as three caddies, have tested positive. Anyone who took a Tour-organized charter flight to Minnesota this week would have been tested before being allowed to board the plane. Further testing will take place on-site before the tournament. And again, they'll have no fans at this tournament Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, up in Blaine. Sports, news, community events, our streaming audio, information about the shopping show, and more can be found on the website kqprfm.com. And follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.